FM 90.3 WJTL, bringing you Francesca Battistelli's Lead Me to the Cross and Sanctus Real, Unstoppable God. Happy Tuesday morning to you. Fred and Mindy with you at 7:02.
This Friday is the day you can support WJTL in the Extraordinary Give. It's Lancaster County's largest day of giving. Any donation made online at extragive.org this Friday is going to be stretched by the Lancaster County Community Foundation and their sponsors. Last year, you helped WJTL raise $181,010. Be sure to show your support for WJTL and be part of this year's Extraordinary Give.
Yeah, there's a lot of great organizations. One of them, our guest this morning from American Home Life International, Lindy Fisher, is here. Good morning, Lindy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Welcome back to the studio. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yes, I would like to say good morning and thank you to my friends and family at Petra Church. You have been a great support and embraced the vision at American Home Life. Thank you to all my host families who have hosted in the past. You've truly, truly given all of our students a life-giving experience. And of course, to my two children this morning, Manju and Jiwon, thank you for opening up your hearts to people from all around the world into our home. It truly is a gift.
That's very cool. So tell us about American Home Life International.
Yes, back in 1972, a woman by the name of Ruth Powers and her husband opened up their home to students from Japan, and they started building relationships, visiting Japan, bringing more. And now 50 years later, there's been over 16,000 students brought to America from around the world. And
Amazing.
American Home Life has evolved from all of that.
Yeah, that's very cool. So you have a great story about how God's worked through your ministry as well.
Yes, we were able to host this past summer a young girl from Spain. And she got to attend Camp Hebron, attend church with us. And she made the comment, "My parents are going to think I'm really crazy when I get home," because this was just all new for her.
Sure.
But she just being immersed in the love of Jesus. And my parents hosted a young guy from China. And the second day in, my mom's like, "Lindy, I don't think this is too much. I don't think I'm going to do this again." And by the end of his time at the farewell, he broke down crying and he said, "Thank you. You taught me how to pray."
Wow.
And my dad got to lead him to Jesus. And my
wow.
mom looked at me with tears streaming down her face and she said, "It's all worth it. I would do it all over again."
That's great. That's awesome. If folks want to get in touch with you about being a host family, what's the best way for them to do that, Lindy?
Yes, please reach out to us. You can reach out to American Home Life, which you can find them on the web. Or you can reach out to me specifically. My name is Lindy, 717-725-2753. Or you can contact American Home Life and ask for Lindy. Contact info. I would love to help you experience hosting other students from around the world.
And amhomelife.org is the website. And then from there, they can ask to talk with you?
Yes, amhomelife.org. And specify to get in touch with. I'm a short-term director
okay.
for American Home Life.
Very cool. Coming up, we'll talk with Lindy Moore. We invite you to stay.